This is the E.L. Moore Journal. I am the host and producer of the E.L. Moore Journal, Ernest Moore. Here we go. Today is August 18th in the year 2023. This will be a pre-recorded show that I'm going to upload to my Blog Talk Radio show page. I tried to do a show before the last hearing, but for some reason I could not log into my blog. Well, I could log into my Blog Talk Radio account, but I could not connect to the studio feature of the website to do the show. So I tried to call in on my cell phone. I couldn't connect. I tried calling in through Skype and still could not connect. That's why I didn't do the show. I had promoted it a little bit on Facebook, so I don't know if anybody tried to listen to the show that day. It's been a while since I've done any shows. I've been extremely busy with this insane probate case. If you've been following me on Facebook, you will see that I have been actually calling for monitors. I want witnesses to see how corrupt this probate court is and these judges. One of the things that I want to accomplish by exposing this corruption in the probate courts that I deeply care about is that I want to warn people not to come to probate courts, especially families. They would just be torn apart. Basically, everybody will lose. The lawyers will make a whole bunch of money. It's just a racket. And unfortunately, it's tearing families apart. Families should not be arguing, fighting each other in the first place over their inheritance. But that's what happens. The families start fighting, and then they come into probate thinking that they're going to get justice. And basically all they get is just us. That's exactly what they want to happen, because they know they can step in and play all kinds of games. Usually what happens is that the dirty lawyers and judges side with corrupt family members that just want to spend and waste everything that they can and go along with them to make all kinds of money. And that's basically what happens. They also force people into conservatorships where they can take control of your estate and your person and basically just pay themselves however they want to do, or however as much as they want to pay themselves. That's what happened in the Britney Spears case with the so-called PVP, guardian ad litem, that was assigned to her by the court, which was Samuel Ingham's. He was the PVP assigned to my mother. He got millions of dollars from the Britney Spears estate, and he let other lawyers and other court appointed fiduciaries just steal as much as they wanted. And the kicker about it is that the judge approved it, or judges. There were several judges that approved it. The main judge who was a culprit in this is Brenda Penny. She is the supervising probate judge in the probate courts here in Los Angeles. There's actually only one probate court for all of Los Angeles. They may have opened another court, I think it's in Fontana, but the main hub is Los Angeles Superior Courts, Stanley Moss Courthouse in downtown Los Angeles. Brenda Penny is the supervising probate judge in the Los Angeles Superior Court's probate department. And she allowed all of this looting of the Britney Spears case. Just like my mother's estate was looted, she was sent off, allowed to be transferred over to Georgia with corrupt conservator, so-called conservator, who was a former co-trustee that just looted her estate and was negligent of her care there in Georgia and was stealing from her estate there, was actually taking money from the trust. And my mother died there in Georgia. She did not want to stay in Georgia, especially with my sister. So it's a horrendous story around my probate case, and I want to save people from going through this nightmare that I've been going through, been forced to go through for since 2004. The other, very disturbing aspect of this probate court racket system that they have here is that they don't have much services for self-represented litigants. And the attorneys for probate cases want to charge a whole lot of money. Typically, they want like $5,000 just to take the case. Don't mention anything about a trial. That can go up to $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 or even more money for them just to do a trial. The last idiot attorney I had on my case, Todd Cardiff, wanted to charge me $100,000 just to do an appeal on a ridiculous ruling by a criminal judge that was on my case that I did not accept. Basically, I'm trying to do it myself. Now, I've been working on a law degree, so I've been doing a lot of filings myself in what they call in pro per, which is a self-represented litigant. And that's one of the reasons I know there's hardly any services for people that can't afford attorneys. And most people, even middle class people, can't afford these high-priced jackals lawyers that are operating as so-called probate attorneys. And then most of them are corrupt. Most of them lie and will just try to take you for a ride and play games with the corruption in the probate court and the other attorneys that see that they have a racket going. So it's a real nightmare. It's really, really sick. And it's done a lot of damage to me and my family. My family's torn apart. My mother's estate's been wasted. My inheritance has been stolen. Right while we're doing court litigation. In fact, I'm involved in a trial right now that has to do with the finances of the trust. So a lot is coming out about how what was stolen and who stole it and who needs to pay it back. This is what I'm trying to actually get people to witness and to come in as monitors so they can see for themselves how corrupt this thing is going. This gets into some very technical issues. I don't know if everybody could follow it. But those that are stuck in these probate cases and are trying to do litigation themselves, you can actually learn a lot. You see how these dirty judges operate along with these ridiculously stupid lawyers that don't do nothing but lie. I have been working with some people just recently now to try to set up a support group for the victims of the so-called court-appointed trustee in my case. That's Jeffrey Siegel. I am hoping to bring one or more of them on my show to interview them so they can tell their stories about their experiences with Jeffrey Siegel, which I'm sure most have horrendous stories. Jeffrey Siegel is a court-appointed fiduciary. He owns a business called Siegel & Associates. They're supposed to be professional fiduciaries, but all he is a criminal. I need to warn people about Jeffrey Siegel also. Stay away from him. Do not hire him to be a conservator, trustee, or receivership for properties, nothing. Stay away from Jeffrey Siegel and anybody he's connected with. He was working in concert with Samuel Ingham on my case also, and those are nothing but rats and what I call criminals. We are coming back into court. The next court date is next week. It's the 22nd. I think the next court date after that, it will be the 28th. It's all broken up. I'm in Department 11 of the Stanley Moss Courthouse here in Los Angeles County Superior Courts. This is in downtown Los Angeles. You can watch the hearings through Court Connect from the court website. So far, well, the last hearing we had, I was being examined by the lawyer for my sister. His name is Daniel Herbert. He is totally corrupt and a pathological liar. He basically was just going on a what I call a deep sea fishing expedition. I don't know why the judge allowed him to continue like that. This went on for hours. He was just going through all these past court filings, trying to find something that he could pin on me. And basically, I was just letting him have enough rope so he could hang himself. But the next hearing, I'm not going to allow him to go on and on asking stupid questions. He's also trying to prejudice the judge against me. He mentioned some of my internet postings about a specific judge. This was Judge Aviva K. Bob, who was originally on my case starting in 2004. She's totally corrupt. She got fame for being presiding over the McMartin child molestation case that she just totally messed up, wasted millions of dollars, taxpayers' money. She's in cahoots with this Daniel Herbert. I don't know what their relationship is. It seems like most of the judges in the probate court are in cahoots with him, trying to protect him, especially the last judge. Judge Anna Maria Luna, she's a real dog. She's totally corrupt. And it's done a lot of damage to my case. It's messed me up. I haven't been able to get any relief from the damages that my sister and brother did. They've stolen millions of dollars, sold properties, a lot of property to be foreclosed on. I got them removed as trustees in 2012. Still, I can't get any surcharges or sanctions against them. The judges that they get on there block everything I try to do to get relief because of this lawyer that she has, who is nothing but a total criminal and an idiot and a pathological liar. I am sure if you watch these proceedings in this trial, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know why this judge is letting this go on. I feel that he's prejudiced against me and he's just trying to protect these idiot lawyers. So that is it for this particular episode. I will publish this to my Blog Talk Radio show page so people can get this update. I also download these to my website. That's the Justice Channel website, tjcla.com, on the radio page. And you'll be able to listen to it there. Or you can come to Blog Talk Radio to listen to my episodes. I would actually prefer that you come to my website, because that increases traffic to my website. Plus, you'll be able to see my blog there. I'm going to post a continual blog for updates for my trial. So I will post a summary about each day that we have a trial. And the advantage there is people can post comments if they want for a blog post. And that is it for today, August 18th, year 2023. And I hope I will see you or listen to you. I should say, I hope you'll come back to listen to my show in the future.
You can now hear my podcast, read my blog posts, and see my videos on my new website that I am building at tjcla.com. I am also on Facebook at facebook.com/Ernest.More.3538.